Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I came across a remarkable video clip. It appeared on my feed, which really, really astounded me. It is a clip which, in its rawness and its in-your-faceness, actually is calling for a coexistence, a message that I can't think of any more important to be spread in Israel right now. It's a video of an Arab Israeli and a Jewish Israeli both throwing the absolute worst of racial stereotypes and prejudices at each other. It makes you sit up and take notice. It is raw, it's shocking, it's brutal, it's in your face, and yet it is astounding. As I say, it's a pity that I can't play it for you because it is only in Hebrew. However, if you find it on the internet, I've certainly posted it on my Facebook page, there is a translation. It is a remarkable, remarkable achievement, this video. And on the line, I'm going to be speaking to the two creators of this incredible rap video that I honestly suggest that you make a point of going to find and watching. On the line, we've got Sameh Zakut, Palestinian musician and actor. Ahlan, Sameh. And Uriah Rosenman, Israeli educator and co-creator of Let's Talk Straight, Bona Daber Dugri. Ahlan ve shalom leshnechem. Toda rabba shehiskamtem ledaber itanu ayom.
Ahlan, Mehmud.
Salam alaikum, ma'anyanim, akore, what's up?
Fantastic to be speaking to both of you. Thank you for agreeing to talk to us here in Johannesburg this afternoon. Guys, you created something really special, really raw, really powerful. Tell us about your collaboration, either one of you. How did you meet each other and how did you come up with this incredible rap video?
Okay, hi Simon, I'll go first. I'm Uriah. It's a pleasure to be here with you. 3 years ago, I was sitting at home. I was, you know, a student, and I got to know this, the rap song and move, video clip by an American artist rapper called Joyner Lucas that has a song called I'm Not Racist, which demonstrate the racism and discrimination and hatred between whites and blacks in the US.
Yeah.
It was astonishing. It was a punch to my stomach. And by the second time I saw it, I already decided I'm going to do an Israeli version. I started working on lyrics. I understood that I don't know much about both sides, especially not about the extreme voices. And I started, I dived into a research and I took a project upon myself to tour the country and to study, to meet with Arabs and Jews and to learn about the extreme voices. I transformed those voices into a rap song and worked on it for 2 years and then understood that I need to have an authentic Arab partner that would help me, you know, present it in the best way possible. That's when a friend introduced me to Sameh. We immediately connected and bonded and, you know, started working on this collaboratively. It was a great journey, and we published it this Thursday.
The timing, guys, is absolutely nothing short of remarkable. I think we've all been watching the hell of a disturbing images coming out of Lod, coming out of Akko, coming out of Bat Yam. Both sides, the extreme on both sides, seem to be determining the conversation, and you guys seem to be playing a really important role in the middle. So, Sameh, my question to you is, as an Israeli Arab, are you getting a lot of pushback for participation in this project?
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for having us. First of all, just want to make a note. I want to just be like honest because we're saying about the song, the campaign is Let's Talk Straight. Bon Daber
Hugri. Sure.
I'm a Palestinian with Israeli citizenship, so I have to be really, really specific about how you present me.
Sure.
So that's one, please. Two, honestly, since the video is released, since last Thursday.
Yeah.
It's just amazing in a good way. It's crazy in a good way. It's just the amount of support that I get even from not just Palestinians, even Israelis. A lot of support, a lot of saying, where have you been, guys? We needed this kind of thing long time ago. While you waited for the clashes and the war, whatever happened, to release it. And I just told them we just did it because we really believe in a different way to live and in a better future for both nations and for both people to understand that life is precious and we need to live it no matter what. And it just, it's, I can't, I'm really speechless. I'm like, I'm a guy of words. I can speak for like you can ask, or yeah, sometimes I talk to him like 10 minutes a row and never stop. So the last 5 days, I'm just speechless. I'm speechless because the energy and the vibes we get from both sides, like, honestly, I'm speechless. You see, that's my answer to you.
So I'm speechless is that I'm watching the media and I'm watching all sorts of different media, and the way that Israel is being presented to us right now is that there is no more middle ground. It seems like that everybody is at everybody's throat, and that the middle ground has just become very, very small.
And that's, I think, a problem with the media. They're just showing that it's black or white. Only, I don't believe in that. I believe you have 50 shades of gray, let's say. You have tons of people who think differently. If you take the 2 million, for example, Palestinians who are citizens in Israel, they think 2 million views, kind of. They like don't really think alike. And the same thing about Israelis. You can't say, oh, every morning, every Jew in Israel want to wake up and kill an Arab or a Palestinian. That's not right. That's not right. There's no such thing. People want to wake up and kill each other. It's, they just exaggerate because it's good for the media and the rating and I don't know what. Maybe they make money out of it. But honestly, there is still people who want to live, who want to really change their reality, and we should support people from both sides. That, guys, we only have one life. Cherish it, cherish it, cherish it. Don't sell us that everybody want to kill everybody. Yeah, it was really a tough month. I went through too, like, you know, problems and troubles from the cops or settlers. But no matter what, I still made this project with Uriah. I still believe in unity and love. And although we are so different, but we have so much in common. And that's the main thing from that project for my eyes.
I think it was like a slap in the face, this video that the both of you produced. And yep. I'll tell you why. We're living in such politically correct times where the use of certain words is just prohibited or not allowed. And believe you me, coming from South Africa with the unfortunate history that we have, we're very sensitive to those things. You guys, you just strip it naked. You get down to the real issues in a way that I have never seen before.
Definitely, Simon. I want to say that, you know, reality is complicated. Reality, in my opinion, is a scale. Everything is a scale. And I want to mention something about the media. I think that the media, due to the fact that it's based on economic incentives, they basically compete amongst each other who does the biggest explosions, you know, who demonstrate the most eye-catching information and content. And the fact is that reality is not only about eye-catching content. Sometimes Samech helps an elderly lady cross the street, and you know, sometimes there are collaborations that do not, you know, meet the standards of getting into the mainstream media. So we wanted to create a shock by using the most, you know, straightforward language, by using the most nasty racism in order to get people's attention and to say, listen, this is exactly how we look like. This is exactly how we speak to each other. Now let's understand that no Jew and no Arab is going to live here, and let's work on a collaborative, better future. That's the whole point of this project. And I can say that the most interesting and the most important aspect of this project is the friendship between Samech and myself. We honestly bonded during the last year, and we are close friends now. We are working on other things in the future. We consult each other on, you know, family, love, business issues, and it's really a blessing.
I just want to take the opportunity to quote from the Times of Israel, which reported quite extensively on your collaboration. And they say that Uriah starts spewing racist, generalizing accusations at Samech as being a representative of the Palestinian-Israeli community, saying, you're not serving in the army, you're harassing Israeli women, you're carrying out honor killings, you're a terrible driver, you're shooting rifles into the air at weddings, and so it goes on. I mean, this is powerful, in-your-face stuff, to which Samech responds in a similar way in Hebrew and Arabic, telling Uriah that Israelis started out as a melting pot but have now become racists, that all Arabs call themselves Palestinian because they are, and that the Nakba is his grandmother's reality, and that Israelis don't want to live next to Arabs, but Israeli-Arab construction crews, well, they're okay because they build their homes. And you might think that the two of them are going at each other like absolutely crazy, but they end the song with the most incredible message. They end off by saying, I'm not racist, I'm mad, he concludes. We both have no other country, and this is where the change begins. That's a powerful message, guys. Thank you for reclaiming, or trying to reclaim, the sanity of the middle ground. I think it's people like you too that are going to determine the future. Thank you for being with
me. Thank you so much, Simon, for having us, for helping us utter our voice
in South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shukran, both. Shukran, shukran. Thank you, dear.
Shukran v'todaraba. That was Samech Zakut and Uria Rosenman, who have produced this really remarkable video clip. It's rap, it's with it, it's in your face, it's powerful. Showing us that perhaps there is a very different future ahead.